First, though, to the question of how our system of hearing, despite being constantly assailed by a barrage of sounds from a range of different sources, can pay attention just to those sounds that are meaningful. For instance, just one person's voice in a crowded, noisy room. Sandeep Tekki from UCL has discovered that the brain is highly tuned to spot when certain frequencies start and stop at the same time. And this is how it knows which ones to listen to.
In a realistic environment, we have lots of sounds which have overlapping frequencies. They start and stop at different times. So what we try to do in our study so far is to come up with a signal which more accurately represents what we really hear every day in our life. So instead of previous work, which was just based on two frequencies, which were alternating in time, we came up with a more complicated stimulus, which has several frequencies in it.
I've got a sample of that, so we could just have a listen to this.
So in a way, it's a bit like noise. So what we did within this sound was to make a few frequencies start and stop at the same time. And what happens is that that particular segment of sound kind of pops out against the background.
Well, let's have a go.
Exactly.
And there's a very obvious standout difference, isn't there?
Exactly. So there is this pop-out effect, and listeners can get it quite quickly. Like, we didn't have to train them too hard in order to get that.
But what does this show? Why is this important?
Right. So the pop-out effect suggests that the brain has some kind of a mechanism which is able to extract this pattern that we've imposed based on a few frequencies that start and stop at the same time. So we think the brain is sensitive to these correlations, and it tracks the time of the signal. And if certain frequencies start and stop at the same time, it registers that there was something here, and it might lead us to suggest that these sounds might belong to one particular object. So we know that in this background of multiple sounds, we heard something salient which popped out.
Does this mean then that when I'm having a conversation with someone and they're speaking to me, that I am, at the same time as listening to what they're saying, I am also running ahead in the conversation, almost predicting what I think they're going to say, and then my brain is listening out for that predicted regularity of pattern to then extract that information from the sound?
Indeed. Our voice is a very rich signal, not only frequency and time information, but also information about your vocal tract. So after a few seconds, I think the brain kind of forms a template of your voice, and it's building up with more and more information. The model prediction becomes better and better.
So when you've got your subjects in the laboratory and you're playing them these sounds, what sorts of measurements are you making? How are you testing the person's reaction to those sounds and the differences?
So what we did is we invite listeners to a soundproof booth. Sounds are played which have different properties. So we varied two parameters, the number of frequencies which became synchronous and the time for which they became synchronous. And the task of the listener was to press a button as soon as they heard something pop out. So in each block, half of the sounds had a target in them, and half of the sounds did not have a target in them. And basically what we found is that they are extremely good at detecting these targets, even with very little practice. And their performance improves if the number of frequencies that are synchronous are more and more, and the time for which they are synchronous are more and more, suggesting that the brain is kind of integrating information from both the frequency and the time domain to be able to detect the target.
So armed with those observations, what are you concluding, and what will be the logical next step?
Apart from doing this kind of behavioral testing, we also did a modeling analysis in our study. And the main hypothesis of this model is that the brain is indeed looking at the time information and trying to calculate correlations between different frequencies. So if there is a strong correlation in time for a certain frequencies, then they might belong to one object. and they might stand out from the rest of the background. Our data, which is based on a signal which is very realistic, supports this model, which is known as the temporal coherence model, and we think that this is the way forward.
Because practically speaking, where we would really like to go with this, apart from understanding how we work, is to endow a computer with the same abilities that we have, because I'm sure everyone who's ever spoken to a computer down a telephone and tried to tell it what you want, the problem is obvious.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. So speech recognition is still a very intense topic of research. And results from fundamental neuroscience studies like this one may help inform the engineers to come up with more sophisticated algorithms that they can implement in their devices. So hopefully, we hope that this might lead to some kind of a practical benefit in hearing aid design or machine listening devices and so on.
Sandeep Tekki, he's at the Wellcome Trust Neuroimaging Centre at UCL.